Friends, up till now, not many things under the retail banking we have seen. Now, I am here to discuss chapter 16, which consists of four case studies in retail banking, four important case studies in retail banking, particularly technology driven. These case studies are required to be studied by you. Okay. So I need not give more information or explanation. However, certain points need to be talked into. That is why concern or objective for including this chapter here of the case study is to understand you the key innovation, which how they are reshaping the retail banking through the real world Indian case studies. Analyze how hyper-personalization, digital payment, CBDT pilots, and the digital lending regulations impact the banks, NBFC, fintechs, and customers. So that is the primary objective taken into consideration, all SWOT analysis, etc., and evaluate the strategic decision, implementing challenges, and leading to the retail banking initiatives. So these are the some of the objectives. By virtue of that, there are four case studies I have selected, which consist of first case study is INDI, that is IndusInd Bank Hyper-Personalization Retail Banking. Hyper-personalized retail banking. INDI. For India's digital payment, UPI India's digital payment is a case study two, payment revolution. Case study 3 will be the CBDC, that is digital rupee pilot in India. And case study 4 will be digital lending regulation 2025, impact on NBFC and banks. So this is the general structure which our discussion will be revolving around. This, as I said, the four contemporary case studies definitely will illustrate the breakthrough innovations and regulatory milestones. First one is INDI by IndusInd Bank, India's first hyper-personalized modular retail banking platform, which was created. On that, INDI is the app which is provided. UPI is the unified payment interface, the world's most successful real-time payment system. CBDC pilot ER, that is India's move into the sovereign digital currency and programmable money, and digital lending regulation 2025 of RBI strengthening the framework, shaping the responsible digital credits. These cases highlights how technology, consumer behavior, competition, and regulations are redefining the retail banking between 2016 to 2025. Now, case study one, first case study is INDI, IndusInd Bank, hyper-personalized retail banking. Now, if you look at the background, see, the launch of INDI is a response to the rapidly changing market dynamics. Apps like PhonePay, Paytm, Cred, Neobanks raise the customer's expectation for unified mobile experience, personalization, instant credit, and lifestyle linked to financial services. Younger digital native, the customer prefer the app-based banking, customizable financial journey, smart insight and analytics, and invisible embedded financial set. Then technology enabled, that is UPI, AA, that is account aggregator, and digital lockers. These are used. The AI and ML personalized engines and cloud native banking stacks are also technology enabler for this INDI app. The need for differentiation in retail banking. Traditional mobile banking app offers similar features. INDI aims to stand out through the personalization, modularity, and ease of customization. Now, customizable goal, that is micro saving automation and roundup saving goal based on the investment modules. Real-time credit scoring and pre-approved credit lines, instant personal loans, smart EMI options, etc., and personalized repayment reminders, etc., are the stack under the IndiCredit stack. Reward and cashback center, tracking of the cashbacks and card-linked offers, intelligent reward optimization. Wealth investment and tool, these are another feature where personalized mutual fund and recommendation and portfolio analysis, risk-based advisory. Enhanced security model consists of biometric verification and device fingerprinting or behavioral fraud detection. Unique differentiator is full personalization at scale. Choose what you want. Modular banking, insight, not information, and AI as a financial companion. Impact on retail banking in India. What happens? Raise the bar on mobile banking UX. Other banks are now exploring. Then second one, enhance the digital engagement. Customers spend more time on app. Deepens the cross-sell conversion. Personalized recommendations significantly improve. Create a competitive edge against the fintech apps. It encourages the banks to adopt the data-driven model. Now, challenges and risk, what was observed here was the high cost of personalization technology, then data privacy ethics, competition from the big tech supports, so super apps like Google Pay, Phone Pay, Amazon, Jio, etc. They have a far wider ecosystems. Need for a continuous innovation is customers expect fresh features, faster updates, and more integration. Algorithmic transparency, credit and advisory algorithms must be explainable. Now, learning and outcome of this case of launching the Indi as app, you should understand that how AI-led personalization can redefine the banking experience, the strategic role of modular design and digital banking, challenges that bank face when competing with the fintech super apps, the evolving the role of the data-driven insight and the balances between the personalization and ethical data use. Thus, the Indi demonstrate the future of retail banking in India, right? Personalized integration and modular data-driven and customized control. There will be case study number 2. UPI, India's digital payment revolution. Before UPI introduction, India's digital payment landscape was suffered from fragmentation of payment system, limited interoperability, then high transaction cost, cash dependency, smartphone penetration, and outpacing of the payment infrastructure. Now, vision behind launching the UPI is NPCI designed UPI with 5 core goals. One is interoperability, simplicity, instanticity, security, and scalability. These are the 5 principles they have taken into consideration for developing the UPI. The key features of UPI consist of all this interoperable mobile payments, instant 24/7 transfer, virtual payment address, single click, two-factor authentication, QR-based payment, UPI autopay, credit line on UPI 2023-25, and UPI Lite and UPI Tap and Pay. The impact on retail banking by developing this UPI happens that it shift of the customers from branches to apps. Then disintermediation of the banks at the front end. Then another impact is reduced cash handling cost. The next impact is it is increased transaction volume. And another impact is there was a boost to financial inclusion. Next was impact on merchant and consumers. Benefits to the customer consist of free digital payment, instant transfer, seamless UPI payment, seamless bill payment, and unified experience across the apps. Benefits to merchant consist zero cost acceptance, simple onboarding, instant settlement, no physical POS needed. Impact on fintech ecosystem consists of UPI created opportunities for payment fintechs, digital lending, personal financial app, embedded payment, BNPL at checkouts, and UPI becomes the base layer for many fintech business models in India. Cross-border expansion consists of UPI expansion to Singapore, UAE, France, Nepal, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius. Upcoming expectation includes the UK, Australia, Middle East. UPI is fast becoming India's global payment identity, and the challenges are there: fraud, social engineering, rise in phishing, fake offs, and QR frauds. No revenue model for PSP apps, technical downtime risk, then competitive concern, data privacy issue. Learning outcome is that you should understand that how UPI disrupted the traditional payment trail, why interoperability and open standard matters, the economic and social impact on low-cost payment, how UPI enabled new fintech business model, and the balance between the innovation and security. Thus, the UPI is a global benchmark for how the digital public infrastructure can scale financial service rapidly, securely, and inclusively. The UPI revolution demonstrates that the power of interoperability, open architecture, and customer-centric design to reshape an entire financial ecosystem. Case study 3 will be CBDC, that is Digital Rupee, pilots in India. The background we have already seen in details. In that, design of the CBDC pilots, that is, it was divided into two. One is CBDC Wholesale R, that is ERW, purpose to settlement the government securities and interbank transfers. And key features was large value transactions, reduction in settlement risk, real-time delivery time, participation institutes consist of major banks, SBI, ICICI, HDFC, Kotak, Axis, and Clearing Corporation of India. CBDC Retail R consists of everyday retail payments and individual merchants and small business, they are using it. They are the target users. And mode is token-based digital currency held in digital wallets. Participating banks are several: SBI, ICICI, HDFC, IDFC First, then Yes Bank, Kotak, Bank of Baroda, and Union Bank. Then technical and operational architecture consists of token-based model, wallet-based system, interoperability with the QR codes. Offline capability is also there, and they can use for rural and remote areas, low connectivity environment, settlement layer. Then use cases tested in pilot consist of person-to-person transfer, person-to-merchant transfer, government welfare disbursement, offline merchant using Bluetooth, NFC, hardware chips within device, and programmable CBDC is testing programmed restrictions and use of specific categories, expiry-based vouchers. Benefits consist of enhanced payment resilience, improved settlement efficiency, lower cost for cash management, financial inclusion boost, and programmable money advance. Risk concern is privacy versus traceability, cybersecurity risk, bank disintermediation risk, and high implementation cost for the bank, limited understanding of CBDC among the public. Then learning and outcome, you should understand that the why India adopted CBDC and how the pilots were designed. Difference between account-based and token-based CBDC, the strategic value of offline digital money, as well as benefits of CBDC and challenges around privacy and cybersecurity. Future application in the programmable money as well as. Thus, the CBDC is a pilot demonstrate India's commitment to building a secure, sovereign, and programmable digital currency ecosystem. Case study 4 is a digital lending regulation 25 2020 by impact on NBFC and banks. Now, background of this is there was a surge in digital lending activity, rise of unauthorized lending apps, algorithmic bias and non-transparent decisioning, FLDG, that is first loss default guarantee, and the risk, then data protection and privacy issue, need for the consumer protection. Therefore, RBI aimed to promote an innovation with stability, not innovation at any cost. Key provisions of digital lending revolution consist of the strengthened FLDG, that is first loss default guarantee guidelines, algorithmic transparency explainable and under AI, and data protection alignment with the DPDP Act, borrowers centric disclosures, LSP, that is lending service provider accountability, standardized digital loan flow requirement, and cash flow based lending framework, strengthening collections and governance. Impact on NBFC. Impact, there was positive in outcome. Impact, what was the impact? First is a greater credibility and trust. That is a positive outcome, right? Second positive outcome was a better risk management. Third positive outlook was level playing field. And fourth is improved portfolio quality. Like benefits or positive impact, there is challenges also. These challenges consist of higher compliance cost, reduced flexibility in fintech partnership, and slower onboarding process. Impact on the banks consists of positive outcome is more secure fintech partnership, increased borrower trust, improved regulatory clarity, and better credit behavioral data. Challenges to banks also consider as higher operational and compliance load, competition from the compliant fintech NBFC, then pressure on the small ticket lending models. Industry-wide impact consists of takeaway, industry-wise impact consists of stronger consumer protection because it has reduced the fraud, harassment, and mis-selling. Then there was another benefit, another impact was healthier digital lending ecosystem. The market becomes more formal and transparent. Then third impact is better quality of the credit because cash flow underwriting reduces the NPA risk. Then higher cost in the short term, and next one will be scalability and stability in the long term. Learning outcome from insight, you should understand that they explain why India needs the digital lending regulations, describes how the 2025 regulatory announcement reshapes the digital lending, assess the impact on NBFC, banks and fintechs, evaluate the risks such as algorithmic bias, and understand the balance between the innovation, inclusion and consumer protection. Thus, the Digital Lending Regulation 2025 represents the turning point in India's digital credit landscape. By promoting the fairness, transparency and safety, the framework strengthens the customer's trust while ensuring the sustainable innovation among the lenders. Friends, with these four case studies we have discussed, it's only the review of actually what was transplanted. We have seen the rules, regulation, everything, but who has used it and how it is used is more important. That is why these are the cases we studied it. You may read it again, once again in detail in your textbook. This was just a snapshot I shared with you. Thank you very much.